Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
I have to say, I had so much fun preparing for this episode by watching lots of Italian films. Mm-hmm. They're so nice. They really make you want to speak Italian and visit all of the gorgeous locations.
And for learners, they are a really fun way to train yourself to understand natural conversations and pick up new words. So in this episode, we share three perfect movies for learning Italian.
Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone, and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages.
We are excited for this episode on Italian movies because it's a topic lots of learners love. We know this because recently we sent an email to our newsletter community asking them to share their favorite Italian movies, and we got nearly 300 replies.
Grazie to everyone who shared their favorites with us. For this episode, we chose three that we think are perfect for learners because they contain a lot of natural dialogues. They're really great for training yourself to understand conversations and also learning everyday expressions that you can use when you talk to Italians.
Before we get into it, we want to invite you over to our new YouTube channel, where we'll share a few more perfect movies for learning Italian, and you can watch along with us. The link is in the show notes.
And if you enjoy the video, could you do us a little favor and subscribe to the new channel? This way you'll see more of our new videos and you'll also help our project grow. Grazie mille.
Let's talk about our first movie, La vita davanti a sé.
La vita means the life, davanti means ahead, and a sé means of oneself. But that last bit wouldn't sound very snappy in English, so the title in English is just The Life Ahead. It's currently on Netflix.
It follows the story of Madame Rosa, a Holocaust survivor, and Momo, an orphaned Senegalese immigrant who formed an unexpected connection on the streets of Bari.
Bari is a city in the Puglia region, which is basically the heel of Italy's boot. And Sophia Loren plays Madame Rosa. Her performance is amazing, and she also just happened to be 86 at the time of filming.
Our students say it's ideal for intermediate learners because the conversations are a little easier to follow compared to many other Italian movies.
Just so you know, easy is relative. So these films are still intended for Italians who spend their whole lives, which is hundreds of thousands of hours, listening to their native language. So don't worry if the dialogues fly over your head. This is completely normal. In the show notes, you'll find a blog post which also includes a practical guide on how to approach learning with Italian films, even if you don't understand much at first.
Our next movie is 18 Regali. 18 Regali.
In English, 18 Presents, also on Netflix. This is the story of a girl who receives 18 gifts, one for each birthday, left by her mother, who was diagnosed with terminal cancer during pregnancy.
Oh no, it's the saddest premise for a movie ever.
True, but it's also really brilliantly made, and the acting is great, and it does end up being quite heartwarming overall. It's also perfect for learners because there are lots of great everyday conversations with expressions to talk about family life, emotions, and relationships.
Our last movie is Pane e Tulipani. Pane e Tulipani.
Bread and Tulips. This one's a bit harder to track down, so you can get it on DVD, or if you have a VPN or you're in Italy, you can watch it on the Rai Play channel. That's R-A-I Play.
We had to include it. Some of our students must have managed to watch it because a lot shared it as their favorite Italian movie. It's also one of my mother's favorites.
It tells the story of Rosalba, a housewife who accidentally gets left behind by her family at a highway cafe. And instead of waiting for her husband to pick her up, she decides to stay in Venice and start a new life.
Our students really liked natural conversations, humor, and easy to follow story.
You can also pick up lots of useful vocabulary for travel, accommodation, and work, and get a rare opportunity to see Venice without all of the tourists.
Those three movies, again, are La Vita Davanti a Sé, La Vita Davanti a Sé,
The Life Ahead,
18 Regali, 18 Regali,
18 Presents,
Pane e Tulipani, Pane e Tulipani,
Bread and Tulips.
We really hope you'll enjoy watching these Italian films as much as we did.
And remember, if you'd like to discover a few more perfect films like this for learning Italian and watch them along with us, you can head over to our new YouTube channel now by clicking the link in the show notes.
See you soon. A presto!